USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in California are expected to update California's worst mass shooting in more than 20 years. A child and three others were found dead on Thursday in Orange County. Gunfire ringing out at an office building around dinner time. The suspect was shot and is in custody in the hospital. All eyes will be back on the trial of an ex-Minneapolis police officer this morning. This is the fourth day of witnesses testifying against Derek Chauvin, who stands accused of killing George Floyd last May. One of the witnesses testifying, Cup Food employee Christopher Martin, describes why he believed the $20 bill Floyd gave him was counterfeit.
When I saw the bill, I noticed that it had a blue pigment to it, kind of how a $100 bill will have, and I found that odd, so I assumed that it was fake.
This is USA Radio News.
The border is in crisis after President Trump secured the border with Mexico. Everyone's worried about the growing problem. And why is the Biden administration spending $86 million on hotel rooms for captured migrants? Now Grant Stinchfield investigates the border crisis and finds the real truth about Biden's executive orders and dangerous policies. So watch Stinchfield on Newsmax TV tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the dangers to our economy and security. Newsmax TV is one of America's leading cable news channels. It's on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax or you'll switch to a new service. Remember, you can get Newsmax free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, and smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. It's even free on your smartphone. Just download the free Newsmax app and start watching anytime. Find out about the real border crisis on Grant Stinchfield tonight on Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people.
A black man is facing charges accused of a violent attack on a defenseless Asian woman in Midtown New York City on Monday. 38-year-old Brandon Elliott is being charged with an assault as a hate crime. The NYPD saying the video attack on social media got 4 million impressions and also helped in retrieving tips from the public. Elliott already on parole for the fatal stabbing of his mother-in-law. Republican Congressman from New York, Nicole Meliotakis, says some of the state's policies are leading to violent criminals being released.
The policies being put in place are allowing individuals who are dangerous, who have criminal records, who have been convicted of serious crimes like murder, rape, to be released back onto the street.
Major League Baseball is back. Today is opening day, and unlike last year, teams will play 162 games. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Reaction coming into President Biden's infrastructure plan.
The $2.25 trillion proposal includes provisions for improvements in transportation, water systems, broadband access, and job training. In order to pay for it, President Biden is also proposing a hike in the corporate tax rate from 21% up to 28%. But some say that funding the plan with tax hikes will ultimately hurt American workers. Neil Bradley is the executive vice president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and tells Fox News that raising the corporate tax rate will make American companies less competitive and cost the country jobs.
You may be able to pay for this with the massive tax increases that have been proposed, but they're going to make U.S. companies much less competitive. It will make the American tax code less competitive than it was internationally, even during the Obama administration. And all of that means fewer American jobs.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Firefighters are continuing to make progress on containing wildfires in the Black Hills of South Dakota that forced the evacuation of more than 400 homes. Two fires burning southwest of Rapid City, including one inside the grounds of Mount Rushmore National Memorial, which remains closed. Firefighters saying strong winds and drought conditions fueled the wildfires in North Dakota. A downed power line also helped start the fire. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.